Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from here on your dingy country. And to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, a voice for our people? Do you utilise it? If you're on a shy tide, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All yarns, all ears here for your daily yarns here on National Talk Black. As I said, it is your vehicle. I'm just steering it into the future. That's what I'm doing. I'm in the hot seat, driver's seat, but it is your program. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Let's open up the program with a couple of you, and that's a Black Rock Band. Do enjoy. To Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully and here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here on Cairns in your dingy country, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. Do you utilise it? Fantastic tool. You can have your say and yarn up strong. Talk about what's what bee you got in your bonnets, or talk about what deadly things are happening in your life with your organisation, with your family, with your tribal mob there. all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. A very good morning to beautiful Samantha over in WA and her lovely son John, carer for Samantha. Hope you guys are well and tuning in, of course, to First Nation Radio Station and this daily program, National Talk Black, on your new wireless there that John bought you, Samantha. So hope you're well, darling. What's our top story news here for today? Police probe fatal balcony fall in William Tyrrell's case. Victoria's COVID cases drop again with daily figures below 800. Nick Kyrgios calls for Australian Open to be cancelled over morally wrong player vaccine mandate. And it's his statement there. What you'll pay for elite Melbourne schools in 2022. So it probably sounds like a price payment there. International travel is opening up, but these people remain in limbo. And we're talking about temporary visa holders are calling on the federal government to lift their discriminatory restriction, which requires them to get an exemption to travel back into the country after flying overseas. T20 World Cup final set for MCG next November. And what else we got here? Fears as 100,000 Russian troops mass. Twist in Tyrrell case says, please zero in on suspect, as I just mentioned. Bridget Macron, dismayed by hostility at 24-year age difference. Ultimately, uninhabited Western Sydney's legacy of planning failure. So they're the headlines and today's news. Hope you're well, you mob. If you've got some news, want to hear from you, that deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well. BBM 987 FM, two deadly mob. Listen for your yarns, 1-800-422-416.
Ragarala mana duda binya Chegi vandilo vajil bangi gujini Nyanyala mana bin garinyunu janga Manila baji duda bonga Nando manula ngabanganana ngabamangula nganana Nando manula ngabanganana ngabamangula nganana Nyanane janga mana duda binya Nyanya la manala, bingo karanyo no janga. Ngajere la manala, wenger nga mana nyanya. Benagarin la mana, wange mana no janga. Ngando mangula ngaba nganana. Ngaba mangula nganana. Nano mangula ngabanganana Ngaba mangula nganana Jola lanjalbal Jila babolga Nyandong mangjola lan Goda jari nyana Ngaba balaba wanjargo Yagor go jilin bali banya Oyo bali banguna Ngaba nga jilda Ngando mangula ngaba nganana Ngaba mangula nganana Ngando mangula ngaba nganana Ngaba mangula nganana Ngaba mangula nganana Ngaba mangula nganana
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416. Sometime late at night, I wake up from my sleep, staring at your picture, thinking about you whenever I am lonely, since the day that you walk out of my life. You were my only friend, there will always be a place in this heart of mine, in love and memory.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now pharmaceutical companies and rich nations delivering just 1 in 7 of the doses promised for developing countries. So firms and rich nations continue to block moves to share vaccine technology and recipes, which is leaving a disaster for all human beings, you could say. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Nina Crawley, Head of Policy, Advocacy and Campaigns, Oxfam Australia. On the line, Nina, good morning, sister. How are you?
I'm well, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about, pharmaceutical companies, which are being looked after by the rich people. Money talks and, rich nations as such is what I'm saying, rich nations. I'm sorry, rich people, rich nations, but poor countries are struggling regarding getting the vaccine. Is this the case and what do we do about it?
Absolutely, this is the case. And what we're saying is that only 14% of the vaccines promised by rich nations to poorer nations have been provided to date. Mm. We're seeing, as you can see in countries like Australia, we're seeing a huge amount of people across the country vaccinated. That's not to say it's getting to every community equally, and there's still some vaccine inequalities in Australia that we need to grapple with.
Yes.
But, poor countries are really suffering from a constrained supply of vaccines, and this supply is being constrained artificially so that pharmaceutical companies can make a profit.
Well, exactly. I mean, we're talking about a pandemic here, which has really turned the world upside down in regarding human life, so to speak, but there are people out there who are making billions of dollars, aren't they?
Absolutely there are. And look, these vaccines were created with public research. We've seen governments globally pouring money into scientific research, into vaccines, as they should.
Yes.
We all want to see
human life
healthy and safe. Exactly. Sanctity of human life. But then we're seeing that these pharmaceutical companies are getting private profits from these vaccines that have been developed. And they're not sharing the technology with low-income nations so that they can make the vaccines for themselves. That's the crux of the issue here.
Well, that's a form of greed, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if they share the recipe to undeveloped countries or poor countries, they can make their own vaccine for their people.
Absolutely. And we've got a country, say, like India, that actually, is a global powerhouse as far as pharmaceutical manufacturing goes. So it's not that there isn't the ability and the will in low-income countries. They would love to make vaccines for their own people, but we've got wealthy governments and wealthy pharmaceutical companies that are keeping the technology and the recipes away.
Well, you could say that is a form of creating a death sentence to poor countries.
That's a really interesting. Absolutely, it is a matter of life and death.
It
absolutely
is
absolutely, and as long as we sit on our hands and don't provide that. Another really important piece of the puzzle, and I'm glad you sort of put it in that context because it is urgent.
Yes,
is to provide an urgent injection of funds and vaccines. We've got massive stockpiles in Australia. There's massive stockpiles in other parts of the world too, and there's certainly countries that would be very willing to take those vaccines today. So that needs to be another piece of the puzzle as well, understanding the urgency and providing immediate financial and vaccine relief so that we can end COVID for everybody.
Yes. Well, governments of rich nations have got to be aware of this, should they not?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And there has been a push for some time through the World Trade Organization to lift patents so that we can share these recipes across globally.
Yes.
And we've seen, you know, for example, the US was one of the first big countries or wealthy countries to back this. This move. Australia has now backed it, which is good to see, but they need to be really actively supporting it. But we've got some, countries like Germany and other wealthy countries in the EU that are still refusing to back this push.
Mm.
They're still putting pharmaceutical companies' profits above the safety of folk in poor countries.
Well, if you look at companies like Germany or who people who are holding countries that are holding back the recipe, they're making their own, aren't they, vaccine. So just all we're asking, all we're saying is just share the recipe with another country, with a poor country, so they can make their own. They're holding on to that recipe, so it becomes another financial vehicle. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Exactly. And in one hand, you know, wealthy countries are holding back this recipe. In the other hand, they're saying, well, we'll provide charity. You know, we'll give you doses and we'll give you money.
Mm.
But they haven't.
You still have to buy it off us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
it's a money-making machine, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, despite promises to provide aid relief and to provide, that hasn't come, you know. Only 14% of the vaccines that these wealthy countries promised to provide have been delivered to date. So, you know, that would be a good start, just actually delivering on the 1.8 billion that was already promised.
So where do you take this information, Nina, in regarding your fight as regarding a tool or a weapon to rich nations? Who you take this? I mean, Australia's put their hand in the ring in regarding support and what have you. Can they also talk at the UN level in regarding making this happen?
Absolutely. So we would certainly be encouraging the Australian government and the Trade Minister to actively support the TRIPS waiver through the World Trade Organization, and to, you know, use any relationships they have and any power they have on those countries that are holding out on that. But certainly we also would like to see Australia really stepping up to the plate and providing, you know, an increase in the amount of vaccines already promised.
So,
you know, we've only, to date, we've only provided, you know, 6% of what we promised to COVAX. So COVAX is the international vaccine sharing mechanism. So we've got a long way to go. We could certainly, you know, there's been talk that we're going to wind back AstraZeneca production in Australia. Well, we could maintain that and we could be providing AstraZeneca to other countries. And we've also got a lot of Pfizer at the moment, you know, more than enough doses to vaccinate our own population. So we could certainly be sharing some of them into the COVAX facility also.
So you're saying Australia's got their own recipe and they're happy to share the recipe with poorer countries, yes?
Oh, no, so Australia doesn't.
Okay.
So there's no Australia is manufacturing AstraZeneca. We're not manufacturing any of the mRNA vaccines at the moment. So your Pfizer and your Moderna. So in a sense, we don't have the recipe, but we do have the money, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
to buy the recipe?
Pardon? Well, that's dependent on whether pharmaceutical companies will allow.
Sell it,
We'll sell it. So look, maybe not.
Mm.
And this is what I mean. It's crazy, isn't it? We're really talking to these pharmaceutical companies. But in the very least, we have vaccines. We have vaccines right now sitting in warehouses that we could be providing to countries. And we have money as well. So,
Nina, it just seems like a recipe for the rich get looked after first.
Yeah, well.
And that's in all facets of life since day dot. If you're rich, you're looked after. If you're poor. Yeah.
Absolutely. And look, it's all the other intersections as well. You know, we see that the COVID is impacting, you know, women through their access to healthcare, through their needs to be the one doing the care. You know, we see that it's impacting Indigenous communities in Australia, but across the world who have, you know, constrained access to vaccines and healthcare. So, you know, just like any other problem, it's just compounding all those inequities that already existed.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Oxfam. Thank you very much and doing your bit and regarding highlighting this fact and pushing it to governments and UN, and let's look after our poor countries. Thank you very much for sharing, and all the best to you, Nina.
Oh, thanks so much for your time, Trevor.
You take care, sis. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there, and that's Nina Crawley, Head of Policy, Advocacy and Campaigns, Oxfam Australia, and talk about pharmaceutical companies and rich nations delivering just 1 in 7 of the doses promised for developing countries. So virtually firms and rich nations country to block moves to share vaccine technologies and recipes. So it's very sad, but the rich get looked after first, and the poor nations are struggling regarding a pandemic that's happening globally. Should protect all peoples, all humans, not just rich. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie, here live at First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, on your dingy country, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
tropical monsoon rain. Experience the wet season and watch as the sunsets light up the western sky. He said, I wanna be out on the wild.
Yeah, Bushman's live here on your daily program. That's Fitzroy Express. On your program here, National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, that's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to the team down there at NERS. Speaking of team, let's talk to Deadly Lad now. We've got Mick Carr on the line, Drub Clab CEO. Rub Lab's latest collaboration brings the fun and excitement of AFL off the field into venues. The AFL Heroes Scan and Play series includes 13-page activity booklet with collectible sticker packs available for certain participation hospitality groups. Grub Lab will launch four collectible versions of booklets, which include all 18 AFL clubs, mascot characters, allowing kids to get a different experience every time. So we'll catch another yarn with Mick Carr on the line. Mick, good morning, brother. How are you? Hello, Mick. You there, Mick? Hey, lost Mick. Mick, looking for Mick. Mick, we'll try and get you back. That's Mick Carr. He's the Grub Lab CEO and talk about, food service technology provider, which is Grub Lab. Wins kids over with new AFL collaboration. Sounds like a deadly opportunity there for kids, entertaining, but bringing big guns like AFL to the table, so to speak. So, look, fantastic. He's very entrepreneur brother he is, Mick Carr. And how you say, well done, as Ben and Wall said, very active in his approach. So we'll talk with Mick Carr. Mick, you there, Mick?
Yeah, good day, mate. How are you doing?
Hey, brother, I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from Kamilaroi, New South Wales.
Yes. Fantastic, brother. Grub Lab, give us a lowdown. Who's Grub Lab and what do you guys do then?
Yeah, mate, Grub Lab, we're a Hunter Valley-based tech marketing startup. So we're playing in the pubs, clubs, hospitality sector, and we're bringing big brands like the NRL, AFL, Universal Studios, which is Minions, and Jurassic Park,
to kids
in hospitality venues to entertain them and bring fun to their dining experience.
Okay, we'll talk about your connection teaming up there with AFL collaboration, but let's quickly talk about how it all started with you and how it all started with Grub Lab. Where did it all come from? And tell us the journey there, brother.
Yeah, mate, it's been a hell of a journey over the last 3.5 years. I've got three boys myself, and dining out, you can imagine what it's like, you know, with three boys full of beans like myself off their head at times, obviously. And I just thought there's got to be a better way when we're going out. How do we entertain kids? How do we get 15 minutes apiece so my wife and myself can have a beer or a wine and a dessert and actually enjoy that dining experience? And from there, mate, we linked up with a really good developer, Chris Hildebrand, our CTO, who was at Newcastle Uni. And, yeah, we stumbled across this AR, augmented reality technology, where we could bring colouring into life. And that was sort of how it all, was all born.
Good, fantastic. And so what's your connection now with AFL and what collaboration you've done there with AFL, brother?
Yeah, mate, fairly surreal. You know, a start-up from the Hunter Valley to be dealing with a, you know, a billion-dollar brand like the AFL. What we've managed to do is we've brought their mascots to life. So
yes.
We've got a series where you can colour the mascots, you can engage with them. We've got a game that you can kick the football at the mascots and knock them out. So we're really pushing hard this year and next year on that AFL series.
So while the kids are tuning on the spaghetti bolognese, they're entertained and you and your wife have got a beautiful conversation going on, building a relationship, so to speak.
100%, kids are being entertained. You know, I think we've all been there, mate.
Exactly.
You know what it's like when you're... You can feel the eyes of the patrons around you looking at you when your kids have been a little bit naughty and doing what boys do. It's a game changer.
Oh, fantastic. So how do these this information, this concept, how does it go to, like, the restaurants and what have you? Are you already in there as well, or is it an email contact, a business yarn, or how do you engage?
Mate, we're currently in about 500 venues nationally.
Yeah,
so
yes.
we're growing quick. Through COVID, we're growing pretty quick. Current state of the hospitality sector.
Yes.
But, mate, if you jump on our LinkedIn or our website, grublab.io, there's a really good offer at the moment where you can get 100 free Grublab to your venue to test out the AFL or NRL package we have.
Good. Fantastic, brother. Fantastic. I'll check it out, my brother. Look at great guns. Enjoying the journey. That's what it's all about. And keeping the kids at bay while parents are building that relationship. Too deadly, my brother. Yeah, thanks
cheers.
For your yarn.
Cheers, mate.
Take care, eh?
Support Indigenous business. See you, mate.
All the best, Mick. Bye-bye. Adelia Mick Carr and look, a go-getter, food service technology provider, Grublab, and he about winning kids over with new AFL collaboration. So look, it's just getting the kids entertained at restaurants or at hospitality spaces, you know, and which is good. Sometimes you need the kids to be at bay while we can have a peace and beautiful conversation with our other half or with business entities as such. Kill two birds, one stone. Have your saying, Yana Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And 20 minutes left on program. Squeezing the yarn, you mob. Too deadly.
Don't know where I'm going, or have I already gone? Hey, clouds are falling, red ray, red sun. Tripping on baby's tears to the beat of December's song. Purple clouds, my soul to every drop of color in the air. Silent stays my room with shadow crosses on the wall. Tell me, has it all gone? Fall into mystique, conscience fades away. Time is melting. The sky's more gray. While sorry paints a picture, things gone astray. Purple clouds my soul to every drop of color in the air. Silent stains my room with shadow crosses on the wall.
That's Time Pieces with James Scott here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, Electoral Commission runs amok. Election in APY lands in campaign to consult community. So the Electoral Commission of South Australia, ECSA, has run a mock election in Andigoo APY lands with Fregon schools students in the lead up to the state election. We're going to catch up a yarn now, have a yarn with South Australia Electoral Commissioner. That's Mick Sherry on the line. Mick, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important yarn here about the Electoral Commission runs a mock election in APY lands in campaign to consult community. So tell us about the path ahead.
Yeah, sure. Look, we went up to the APY lands a couple of weeks ago to listen to the community about how we can provide voting services for our state election coming up in March of next year. So it's really important to listen to the community about how we can best provide voting services up there. So we thought, while we're up there, we'll just ask the schools if they would like us to come along and run some, you know, mock or practice elections for the young kids in the schools to see how voting occurs. And as you said, we went to Fregon School, beautiful school up in the APY lands, and we ran a mock election with two.
How'd the mock go?
Oh, look, it was magnificent. We had two of the teachers. Yes. They pretended to be candidates to be Prime Minister. So this is two of the teachers from the Fregon School, and they gave a little bit of a speech to the kids to say, if you elect me, I will get new sporting grounds up here.
So they did their spiel in regard to campaigning.
Yeah, they did. It was really interesting because one did a PowerPoint presentation and the other teacher did a flyer with a whole lot of pictures.
Sure.
of what that they would provide.
Mick, what grades were we talking?
Oh, look, it was the primary school there.
Okay.
So, look, anywhere from 4 up to about 12 okay. or so. And, they filled out a couple of ballot papers we had made up, and the kids all went and voted. And then they put their vote in a special ballot box that we had with us. And then we did a bit of a count, and one of the teachers was successful, and the kids really enjoyed the election.
So one of the teachers became the new MP of the area.
Yeah, she's just got to organise a water slide up there and a few takeaway restaurants. It's over.
Don't talk with
now.
Forked tongue, she better deliver.
That's right.
Fantastic. I mean, something like this, a mock, look, it could be done with adults as well in regards to, you know, the world we live in and, like, educating people about voting. A lot of people are sitting on the fence in regard to it, and some just even choose not to vote, you know, but how important a vote is. A mock could be done with adults too, I reckon, Mick.
Oh, look, absolutely, and it's really important, at least doing the election with the kids, and they can see how an election works. It's no real mystery for them. So with our state election coming up in March next year, they might be able to say to their mums and dads, look, important, you go and vote. It's very easy to do, so that might help out up there as well.
And, you know, for what you just said there, one statement from, you know, your son, your daughter, that could make the motivation. That could help you get off the fence and, better act on that, you know. It just could tweak the brain, can't it?
Oh, look, absolutely, because up in the remote areas, and we make sure, it doesn't matter where you live, we want to make sure that we give you the opportunity to be able to vote. And that's why we went up there a couple of weeks ago, to sit down and have a yarn with the community about how best we can provide voting services.
Yeah.
For example, where do we go and how long we should poll for? And the community were great. They said, look, set up your polling place outside the community store, because everyone goes to the community store. And then they said, engage local community members as polling officials. So really great feedback, and we're going to do all of that. So it was very, very rewarding.
Is this the first time you've done this little concept, this mock at a school?
Oh, no. We do it every now and then, but we just thought it was really important.
I think it's a good concept, a great idea.
Look, it is, because the other feedback the community got is that the candidates or the political parties don't get up there very often, so they don't really know a lot about elections. So, it's something that we've got to continue to do in the future.
Yeah, well, if it works, and fantastic, it does, and it's great fun as well, and, them young ones are our future Australians, aren't they?
Absolutely. And now we hope they've got confidence in how elections work, and they'll participate when they're older as well.
Fantastic. Great work, Mick. Thank you for sharing. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Mick Sherry's name is, and South Australia Electoral Commissioner, and talking about the how they ran a mock election in the APY lands in campaign to consult the community at the school and Frigon school students there, and led up to the state election. So that's what it was all about. I want to give a big shout out to brother man Richard in Sydney there. He's enjoying the show. He gave us a call and gave us a thumbs up. Thank you very much, my brother. Also acknowledge Koori Radio. Fantastic. Tuned in to this daily program via NERS, National News Radio Service. And that's why Richard got the ears on, because the fact that Koori Radio take up National Talk Black, and to all our First Nation radio stations around the country that take up National Talk Black, thank you so very much. It is a team effort, and teamwork makes a dream work. Keep the dream alive, you mob. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black. We've got about 12 minutes left on the program. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, Daily Track there, Waipurua, and that's Lapamanu, a teenage band here on your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. We've got someone on the line. Good morning, Selwyn.
Good morning, yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. Just hearing your yarn there, that lady, I think she reckon, you know, there's nine million people die every year. It's more than from AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. There is a cure, brother. I get moved to get out. There's a cure, brother. That cure is food, brother. They die from starvation. That's what they die from, brother.
Yeah.
But, you know, brother, a little bit of funny side to this debate. Sorry, not a debate, coronavirus.
Yes.
And for those people that get vaccinated, say to the... That's fair enough. They say, there are people that worry about what's in the vax. Well, when AIDS come out, there was a picking people that drank monkey blood or shared flagons or cars that they could get AIDS from that. There was a fear or a fist fight, brother. There were fear from getting that. But brother, you know what the funny part of it?
What's
for
that?
Those people that I'm not from the school of thought that are worrying about what's in it. My mind comes from skepticism from a government altogether. From that goes a long way out, and I feel that long way back from my in my DNA. But when it comes to sex, brother, you know, are you going to have sex with somebody that had that vax, or you know, because of what's in it? That's a food for thought, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Food for thought. Thank you very much. Exactly. Because once the vaccine is in, well, it's in you. So, yeah, good point. Thinking outside the square, Selwyn. Fantastic. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana, I'm talking to you. We've about 5 minutes left on the program. Squeezing the yarn here on National Talk Black. Yana with the bully one here. Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. And live at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BB and Bunbury Bip Media 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Radio Service. Have say, Yana Strong, Nabalak Kumbuk, Nabalak Ben. Take a listen. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416, that's the daily number you need to call. Yarn up strong here on your First Nation radio station, the Murray Grapevine, National Talk Black, with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Going to catch up with Greg on the line. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Trev. How are you?
I'm well, Greg. How you going, brother? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hay Point, Queensland, mate.
Okay, Tablelands, yes.
Yeah.
So you sound like a hillbilly then, brother. You're on the Tablelands, brother.
Hay Point, Mackay, Queensland.
All right, beautiful. Hay Point, yes, beautiful, brother.
Yeah, I rung up to thank you for the little piece that you run a fortnight ago, Line in the Sand. I'm looking to take Goodenjarra Road to Slade Point to full conservation status.
Yes.
Because of the little piece you did for me on 105, I've got a story in the Courier.
Oh, Delhi, Dan Mackay, brother.
Yeah.
I remember that yarn, my brother. Beautiful. Congratulations there, bro.
But I'm ringing up to thank you because without the aid of your show, I wouldn't have got the traction that I have.
Yeah, and, thank you.
So you were the first people to pick it up, and thank you very much. I am more than genuine on where I'm going with this.
Good.
Yes. If you want to run the logo on the what do you call them, poster?
Yep.
And I'll be sending that through to her. But sir, thank you.
No, my brother, thank you. Look, it just shows you that radio does work, doesn't it?
Yes, mate, it does, because I just sort of told them other media organisations that I had successfully, and as I told you, I did notify the traditional owners, Mr. Good. Mooney and Mr. Tonga, prior before I'd done anything.
Yes.
But because of the little bit that you did for me, I was able to get a little bit better traction than
Beautiful.
I thought.
No, good on you, brother. No, I thank you for thanking me, and thank you, brother. That's what it's all about, reaching out. And you just got to throw irons in the fire and see what lights up, and you threw the iron in the fire having a yarn with me on National Talk Black. And look, it's thumbs up, brother.
Mate, it's a line in the sand.
Yeah.
It's Gooden Yarra North to Slade Point full conservation status.
Yes.
Right?
Beautiful.
They got a little piece of land in there. It's about the size of a bloody postage stamp.
Yeah, I'm no, that's good, brother.
I'm not knocking the work that's done. I'm looking to add on to it, right?
To you, Deli, my brother. Greg, thank you for your call, and fight the good fight, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. That's that Greg there calling from Mackay. Remember, he's yarn there a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic. And used this vehicle, National Tall Black, and worked with charms. Murray, going to sign off here, you mob. So thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. Have the conversation with First Nation Health Organisation regarding the jab. Get the jab or have that conversation at least. Too deadly.